Supplemental reading.
Before the Big Bang. The Big Bang theory raises profound philosophical questions. For centuries, scientists believed that the universe was eternal, while religious believers held otherwise. The Christian and Jewish Bibles both start with, "In the beginning, God created the universe and everything in it." This implies that there was, indeed, a time when the universe did not exist. British biologist Richard Dawkins argues in his book, The God Delusion, that such an idea is pure nonsense. Though Dawkins stops short of saying God absolutely does not exist, he writes that the existence of a divine creator is highly improbable. God would have to be extremely complex, Dawkins notes, and the more complex something is, the less probable it is. Dawkins claims that the theory of evolution and descent by natural selection can explain how everything in the world was made and why many things are so complex that they appear to be designed. In the latter half of his book, Dawkins argues that science can also explain human morality. Critics answer that most of Dawkins' arguments are philosophical rather than scientific and accuse Dawkins of being a poor philosopher. They say that attributing the world's complexity to random chance is much more improbable than the existence of God. Also, they note that nothing in Dawkins' book denies that God could have guided the process of evolution. Philosopher Alvin Plantinga claims that Dawkins contradicts himself. By Dawkins' own definition of complexity, writes Plantinga, God is simple and not complex. Therefore, God's existence is more probable than Dawkins supposes.